because how do you tell the adjacent property owners no? And I believe this is really starting down a slippery slope, and this is a bell that we can't unring. And lastly, these are not people that are invested in our community, and it doesn't matter how high-end these rentals start out. Once the economy goes south or the market gets completely saturated, then suddenly this becomes a discounted rental, and this property gets sold, as Mr. Nichols pointed out, and then my property value tanks. And those are just a couple of the comments I wanted to add on to everyone else's. And one more thing, I do also have neighbors that are opposed to this. They can't be here today. They couldn't be here the other night, but they have voiced concerns to me and to my better half. And so five people, it was a little bit of, we didn't take a vote for sure. So I appreciate y'all's time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jerry Neals, 151 Ashford. Excuse me. First of all, thank you very much. You all are obviously going to have to earn your pay this morning because you've got two groups of people here. They're all good people. There's no question about it. Both sides are good people, and decisions are hard. I have more of a question. In the letter that Ms. Jones has sent to all of us, I'm confused because I've heard both sides of it. It said any zoning changes are not transferable or are, quote, grandfathered in, meaning if zoning is approved and Beth Breakaway sold the home in 5 years, they could not sell as a nightly rental. The new owners would have to apply for a zoning change because the zoning would default back to the original A1. Is that right?
That's with a conditional use permit.
Is that what they're applying for?
No.
So this zoning is permanent?
Correct.
If it's approved. Okay, I just wanted to clarify that.
Where did you receive that letter?
This is the email that the Joneses prepared for everybody that lives at Country Farms Estates. If you haven't seen it, I'd be glad to give it to you.
We'll come back to that.
So anyway, I just wanted to clarify that. I don't need to reiterate what's already been spoken about, but I got a little concerned, even more concerned, over the weekend. I noticed that there's a traffic counter out there on Fruit Farm Road. Did somebody's counting the traffic? So I haven't heard anything. I don't know if the county's planning on widening that now all of a sudden, but there is a traffic counter set up out there. So in case you all haven't been down Fruit Farm Road in a while, I just took a couple pictures. I'd just like for you to look at them. And just to remind you how narrow Fruit Farm Road is, and that there's a stretch in there pretty much between Wildflower and where our subdivision is, where some of the trees are literally inches off the pavement. So this is not like this road has not obviously not been designed and or improved for commercial businesses. I don't have any question about motivation by either party here. The Joneses are obviously needing to sell their property. They have an offer contingent upon this zoning change, but this is just not a good area for it. And I understood what they were talking about. I'm having a hard time believing how there could be a decrease in traffic whenever you've got this constant changeover and parties coming in and out with a very large home that from their display shows that they could have 20, 30 cars over there at a time. And when we're rotating that out now on a regular basis instead of a single family owning it, having an occasional event, I'm having a hard time understanding how this is going to result in less traffic. So the other point is obviously with any vacation rental, and this is high end, I do understand that, and these are very respectable people that will be coming in and renting this, but they're on vacation. And let's face it, me and everybody else, we do party some. So, you've got people coming in and out that are on vacation that may be doing whatever, that's their business, that are not familiar with Fruit Farm Road. I took those pictures during the day, and at night, you really have to be careful coming in and out of there. It took me a while to get used to navigating the curves because there are no shoulders. And I guess the point I wanted to make is this road is not conducive to any type of commercial business. So I do appreciate the commission and what you guys do. And like I said, you have a hard decision. You've got all good people here with different motivations, but I do want to thank you very much for your consideration, and I do stand opposed to the zoning change. All right.
Thank you.
Can I see your email?
It's in your...
Is it?
Okay.
Jack, do you know why the
counters
are out there?
It's just a routine traffic count. We do it every couple of years.
Okay.
Is there anyone else here that wishes to speak in opposition to the project? Opposition?
For clarification.
Okay. Are you signed up?
I'm not.
Okay, so I do need you to sign up.
Okay.
My apologies for that. So
I'll
So at this point, I'm on the opposition side of it, so I will come back to the applicant to answer any questions.
I'm not speaking for the...
Okay. I want to make sure everybody's voice is heard. It's just want to make sure we have proper... Yeah, go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You may.
My name's Todd Eishleman. I live at 205 Nathan Drive in Country Farm Estates. I've lived in Country Farm Estates since I built my home, back in 1995. So I've lived most of my life in CFE. The neighbors and things that spoke today, our family is that we appreciate each and every single neighbor we have, regardless of what their viewpoint is. I have served and currently serve as the president of the Homeowners Association. Part of the reason why I went ahead and decided to speak was because I just wanted to clarify some information, not only for the commission, but also for some of the folks that are here. First of all, kind of how you've mentioned about some emails and different things. I just want you to know how that kind of came together. Dave Jones, who owns Famous Dave's, I've never been to his house or anything. I've known him for many, many years because I served as chairman of the board for the Hollister Chamber of Commerce for many years and worked with him on different catering projects and things. Last year, we actually worked with him through Country Farm Estates on some different side items and things for our annual meeting. We were getting ready for our annual meeting again this year, and he saw our order come in. And so he just reached out to me, and he said, Todd, he goes, I don't know if you're aware of this. He said, but I wanted to contact you regarding we're in the process of trying to sell our home. And he said, we're going to be asking for a specific rezoning, and I'd like to offer to come to the annual meeting for the association. And so immediately when he offered to do that and speak and ask, answer any questions and things, I reached out to our board, and in turn, we also reached out to the attorney for Country Farm Estates, Tom Motley, who's represented us for probably 25 plus years. And we had a discussion at length about it as far as what we felt was appropriate. And what we ultimately decided on was that the association as a whole was not going to take a particular stance on the rezoning of the property, but we also wanted to make sure that if any neighbor wanted to speak out against it or needed additional information, that we wanted them to have as much information as possible. With that said, Dave Jones had sent me a multitude of emails and communication, different things from the planning, Tane County Planning and Zoning Department and things. And finally it got to the point where I was just like, you know what, Dave, there's been so much information that you've shared, And there's so much information that Beth had shared that we probably just need to make sure that all of the neighbors are aware of everything that you've intended to put forth. So because of the process and because of how many different emails and things that there were, I asked him to just basically take that information and simplify it down so that we could share it with the neighbors. At our annual meeting, we actually handed out those sheets. One was specifically from Dave and Ivy Jones, and the other one was from Beth. Well, during our annual meeting and things, we did have some neighbors that had some concerns and questions. And I know that there's been a lot of numbers thrown around here and things. Country Farm Estates has 80 lots. We have homes built on 78 of those lots. We only have one vacant lot and one home that is built on two lots. Now, as a board member and the president of the association, I can just tell you this. If there is only one neighbor here that would speak up and say, hey, this is how we feel about this, that matters. That matters to me as a neighbor of theirs. It matters to our association as a whole. So I'm not going to say anything to undermine them or speak against them in things. I do think that the commission needs to know that both the current owners and the projected buyer, they've been, in my opinion, they have tried to be very open and upfront and honest with what their intent was and what they wanted to do in the future. I will also tell you, as I told Dave and Ivy Jones, and I told Beth, if the decision from the Taney County Planning and Zoning Board or from this commission is going to set a precedent that would mean that anywhere along Fruit Farm Road could be turned into nightly rentals and things, I can just tell you this. I think there would be a lot of people here against it, but I'll only speak on for myself and my parents and my grandfather who have homes in Country Farm Estates. We would absolutely be against that as well. With everything that has been presented to us and with what Beth has shown as her intent of what is she is wanting to do, and as long as she would fight as hard to protect that as we would as neighbors and things, I would almost rather have a neighbor that I'm going to know, and I do feel I have a good idea of what kind of neighbor she would be, because I do know personally and professionally a lot of the other folks that she has done something very similar in Taney County alongside, and they're people I respect a whole lot, and they have had nothing but a great experience with Beth in particular and things. So I would hope that she would hold on to that property for the next 30, 40, 50 years. With that said, I just wanted to provide clarification because when it came to some of the comments that were mentioned about the properties, and you know, Dave mentioned at length about white trash and things like that, that is extremely unfortunate that the comments that he shared, that was the impression that was left. And I don't dispute that impression was left. But just so that you know, what precipitated that was the fact that when Dave and Ivy wanted to put together this document for us at my request, I asked them to be as transparent and open with all of our owners as they were with me. And several of the concerns that they had from people that had looked at the property and wanted to purchase the property was the fact that they had mentioned, you know, some of the condition of the landscaping and homes very, very close in proximity to their home, and that they had lost some sales on that. So Dave asked me point blank, should I remove that language? And I said, no. I said, I think it's very appropriate for you to say, you know, the information that you've received back from realtors, that you've received back from, you know, prospective owners and things, and